13. The Anshei Knesset HaGadola had no idea of that.
Well, let's give you the half of the Gemara.
Well, I don't know how can you say that?
Let me see if I can read to you the Gemara, and we'll see. Do you? You'll hear it Baal Peh, right? That's okay. All right. This is on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says the following: Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Zov Divrei Rabbi Akiva. In other words, when the Mishnah says that they could read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva reads a pasuk in the Megillah, and he derives from that pasuk these days Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel.
Okay.
Aval Chachamim Omrim Ein Koren Osa El Bizmano. You can only read the Megillah on Yud Dalet and Tesvav. So, what is the drush of Rabbi Akiva? How does he know that you can read the Megillah even on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? So the Gemara says that he derives it from what's called Zman, Zmanom, Zmanehem. Okay, let's see if I can read the Pasuk in the Megillah to you and to me. It says the following. Yeah. So this is the ninth parak of Esther. It says, Kivu v'kibu ha'yehudim aleim v'alzarim v'alkol ha'nivlam aleim v'lo yavar lios osim es shnei yomim ha'ilu, which means yudalad and tesvav kiksovam u'kizmanam b'chol shana v'shana. So here we have the pasuk kizmanam. Correct? So now we have the pasuk kizmanam. So he says the following: Lema kra zmanam. My zmanehem. Okay, I'm missing that pasuk right now. So there's another pasuk that says zmanehem.
Okay.
Ishmami no, since it could have said zmanam and then it says zmanam zmanehem, is shmami no kulhu. Kulhu means to teach us that the original takana that was established. Oh, thank you so much. Was for all these days. Okay.
So this is it.
Okay, so, thanks. You have the originals for me? I'll take back for you, because otherwise I'm in trouble.
I'm afraid they might be stapled.
All right, if they're stapled. If you'll see anything that looks like a blue underline. Oh, this is it.
This is probably the original.
Yeah, raise his eye. Yeah, that's
and
it.
And this is the... the rest of the copies.
Okay, great. So you can leave it on the back table if anybody comes and wants to take it. Thank you so much. Okay. So the Gemara says the following, that according to Rabbi Akiva, we have, excuse me, we have a drasha that teaches us that there are three extra days besides Yud Dalet and Tesvav. That's Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Chachamim say ein koranes a Megillah ela bizmano, that we only read the Megillah on those 2 days. Okay. Now, the three extra days for Kriyas HaMegillah, that's Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, were established for the benefit of the Kfarim. The Bnei HaKfarim. Right, they lived in the villages. And let's assume, again, there are many different variations in the Rishonim, but let's assume they didn't have the opportunity, the wherewithal, to read the Megillah in their small villages. Either because they didn't have a minyan, because they didn't have a Malkore who was a Baki, whatever the case may be, I don't want to get into that right now. It's not immediately relevant to us. When they came into the big cities, they came in on certain days of the week, and the Rabbanu wanted to organize for them on those days when they came in that they could hear the Megillah. So one way of understanding this is the Rabbanu are sort of bending over backwards to be makil, to be lenient on behalf of the Bnei HaKfarim, to facilitate their ability to be mekayim the mitzvah of Megillah, and therefore they set it up on these days, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Okay, fine. Now, The Gemara is not happy about this. What bothers the Gemara? So this is, if you want to open up to the first Gemara, Masechta Megillah. The Gemara says the following. Let's give a little bit of an introduction. The Gemara says that how do you know that the Megillah could be read on any other days besides Yud-Aleph and Tesvav? After all, the Megillah itself says explicitly that Hayehudim Asher B'Shushan, etc., etc., Nochu B'Chamisha, so they rested on the 15th. He also Mishteh B'Simcha. However, the Yehudim Aprozim, the Megillah says, Hayoshim B'Ozei Aprozim, Osim Es Yom Arbasa L'Chodesh Adar, etc., etc. So we have only 2 days that are mentioned in the Megillah.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, the Pasuk says, and this is the Pasuk I was missing before, it says that Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim Aleim V'Al Zarah V'Al Kol Lo Yavar Lios Osim V'Shnei HaYom Eilu K'Ksav M'Chizmanom Sofet Zezmanom V'Chol Shor Hashem. And then it says V'Tichto of Esther Amalko V'Asavichai L'Mordechai Yehudi L'Kayim Es Yimei Apur Me'il
Bizmanehem.
Right, so we have the word Bizmanom and then we have the word Bizmanehem. So we'll get back to that in just a minute. So the Gemara opens up Masechta Megillah by asking Megillah Nikreis Be'achadasar Minol. And how can you know? How do you know that the Megillah only explicitly mentions Yudalit and Tesvav? So how do you know that the Megillah can be read on Yudalit, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? So the Gemara says Minolan. Why are you asking that question? You know, the Gemara is sort of like very naive here, as if to say that there's no point to asking the question. Okay, because why? Because Kidamina Lakamon, the Gemara is going to tell us later on that Chachamim Hikilu al Kfarim, that the Chachamim made a leniency for the benefit of these villagers, Lios Makdimim, Lioma Knisa. Right? So that they would be able to come in on the Yoma Knisa. Okay, again, I'm trying to avoid side issues here about why the Rabbanim were making on behalf of the Bnei Hakfarim. But the Gemara says, why are you looking for a source in the Megillah for this? Forget about a source in the Megillah. The Chachamim made a takana, an enactment on behalf of the Bnei HaKfarim, to allow them to fulfill the mitzvah Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. So the Gemara says, you don't understand my question. When I asked Minolan, you missed the whole point of my question. Anan Hachi Kamri, and this was my question. Michti. Kulu anshe knesses hagdola takninu. The mitzvah of Megillah and its times were established by the anshe knesses hagdola. He tells you that that's 120 zekanim, right? 120 elders at the time of Ezra when they came up from the Gola on at the time of Bayis Sheni. There were a number of neviim amongst 120 zekanim. And they enacted the mitzvah of Megillah. And Takninu, they establish it on these manim of Yudalid Vitesvav. And that's what's incorporated in the Megillah. And now, Isal Kedaitach, Anshe Knesa Gedola, Arba, Sorbach Hamisha, Sartikun, if there's no source in the Megillah for any other days besides the 14th and the 15th, which are explicit in the Megillah, is Asur Rabbanan V'Akrei Takanta by offering 3 other days that being Oker a Takana to Takinu Anshekinesa Gedola. The Anshekinesa Gedola made a Takana to read the Megillah Dafka on the 14th or the 15th. If there's no source in the Megillah for allowing other Zmanim, other times for the reading of the Megillah, if you're just going to tell me that they established a new day that's not indicated in Megillah's Esther, Hallo Anan Tnan, we have a Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin. Ain Bezdin Yochel Avatel Divrei Bezdin Shal Chavero Olam Kain Godol Mimenu B'Chachmu V'Minyan. Which means that you're undermining the Takon of Anshe Knesa Gedola by adding new days for Kriyas HaMegillah. Ela Pshita, therefore we must conclude, because again, the Gemara is assuming there's no other Bezdin later on in history that's greater than the Anshe Knesa Gedola B'Chachmu V'Minyan. Maybe you know, you have different takanas that maybe they could override later on, but not the takan of Anshei Knesset HaGedola. El Pshita de Kulo Anshei Knesset HaGedola Takino. Therefore, we must assume that even the days of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel were established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. And I looked into the Megillah and I didn't find this. And hence I asked the question, Minolan, show me some drasha that indicates that there were other days besides these 2 days, besides Yud Aleph and Tesvav. And that's where the Gemara is going to now dash to this pasuk. I'll read it one more time. It says, "L'kayim esimei apurim elu bizmanehem." And why bizmanehem? We already indicated at the beginning of the pasuk that it's going to be a dalet in tesvav. And the answer is harbei zmanim tiknu lahem chacham, that the original takana, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, allowed for additional dates. And then the Gemara goes through how do we know it's dafka three other additional days, and that's part of the drushes over here. So it comes out, Rabosai, that according to this sugya, we're going to have to assume that the Anshei Knesset HaGedola were already... I wish I could give you a mashal. You know, sometimes I don't have a mashal, so what I'm about to say makes no sense, but I'll give it a shot anyway. You can have a kind of a rubber band that expands until a certain point, but if you stretch it, it'll go even further. So what the Gemara is looking for in finding and finds it in this word bizmaneim is the following: that the original takana of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola was yudalet and tesva, but they added the word bizmaneim as a sort of like a clause that said that you can expand the rubber band if need be.
Yeah.
That down the line we're okay to recognize additional days if that need will arise. And later on the Chachamim established this takana on behalf of the Kfarim that will utilize this expansionary principle that's already included in the original takana of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola to add 3 days and make it possible for the Bnei HaKfarim to be Yotzei the Mitzvah.
That would be cool.
I meant to say earlier days. Did I say later days? I'm sorry. I meant to say the Yom HaKnisa days, which is the Monday and Thursday before, and the Mishnah works out when, you know, what days of Adar that would be, and it's either Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel. So now the Gemara on the third of the wide lines, Amar Abba Bar Bachana Rav Yochanan, again on Daf Beis Amin Aleph, the Gemara says that this whole Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva is called Simta. Simta means a Stam Mishnah, goes according to, reflects the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who darshan Zman, Zmanim, Zmanim to add these 3 days so that we're not undermining the takon of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola because we have that rubber band that expands. Abul Chachamim Omrim Ein Korno So Bizmano.
Ela Bizmano.
El Abizmano, which seems to indicate that as a universal rule, even early in history, Jewish history, meaning early at the time of Mordechai and Esther and beyond, there was no possibility of reading the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. This is all the Havami. Because at this point, the Gemara thinks that what Rabbi Bar Bachon is saying in the name of Rabbi Yochan is that the Chacham never had the drasha of Bizmaneim. Zman, Zmanim, Zmaneim. The Gemara rejects that based on a statement of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, let me give an introduction. What Rabbi Yehuda is going to change for us is he's going to say the following. That you misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan never meant to say that the Chachamim denied Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel as days for the Kfarim to read the Megillah. The Chachamim were on board as well. But at some point in history, the Rabbanan decided that we have to get rid of this whole takana, and no longer will we recognize the possibility of reading the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel for the Kfarim. Okay, so that's going to be Rabbi Yehuda's reinterpretation of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, let's re-emphasize this. Both Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim agree that there's a drasha of Zman, Zmanim, Zmanim, which allows for the Bnei HaKfarim to read on these 3 extra days, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The machlokas that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to when he says, Zu divrei Rabbi Akiva, but the Chachamim say, Ein Korin Osel Bizmano, that the Chacham reject the possibility of reading the Megillah for the Kfarim on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, that's referring to Li'achar Churban HaBayis. So there are two historical periods, and we'll try to explain why that's relevant to us. The first historical period is as long as they were Makadesh the Chodesh Al-Pi Re'iyah. So they waited for the Edim to come forward, and the people who lived in far-flung areas knew that whether or not Yontif, we're specifically honing in on Pesach here because of the Isra of Chometz, whether or not Chometz would take place on this day or the next day would depend upon whether the previous month was a Chaser or a Moly. So all that was fine, and the people would understand that they have to worry about when Yontif exactly falls out. But what happened, after the Churban HaBayis? After the Churban HaBayis, what they did was, and again, this was a little bit of ignorance on their part, is they assumed that in order to figure out when is Pesach, they would just simply have to calculate 30 days, let's say 30 or 31 days, but anyway, 30 days from the day of Kriyas HaMegillah. In other words, what the populace at large began to adopt was the following attitude. How do I know when is Pesach? I'm going to just simply calculate from Purim. Now we're in a very dangerous situation, because if Purim is on Yudalid for, let's say, the people in the cities, and on Tesvav for the big walled cities, then they'll know exactly how to calculate when Pesach comes. But now you're adding 3 days for the Bnei HaKfarim. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. This gets you into a very, very dangerous situation.
You're
why?
Not going to add them for Pesach.
Ho'il mistaklin ba, the Gemara says. Mistaklin ba means they count 30 days from the day in which they read the Megillah. And now what they're going to do is they're going to start Pesach early, which is no problem if they want to start Pesach early, but they can end it early, which means they can eat chametz on Pesach. And therefore, in karnosa el bizmana. So again, let's just understand. On the one hand, in terms of the takana, everybody's on board. Even the chacham are on board that there is a takana of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel on behalf of the Bnei HaKfarim, and it's rooted in the Megillah itself, based on the drasha Bizmano Bizmanehem. Which means the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah originally, when they established the 2 days of Purim, they also established the possibility of expansion to include other days. So there's no Akiras Takona of a Bezim Gadol Mimenu and so forth and so on. So everybody's on board, that's for sure. The Chachamim, at some point in time, let's call it Churban HaBayis for the time being, they got up and they completely terminated the days of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel on behalf of the Bnei HaKfarim, because there would be mass bedlam here. The Kfarim, the people living in these villages, are going to mistakenly calculate Pesach 30 days from the day of Megillah reading. So we can't allow Megillah reading on those days. And therefore, the Chachamim say that Ein Karno Sel Bizmana, that now the Zmana of Mikra Megillah is Yudalit and Tesvav, and only Yudalit Tesvav. What the Kfarim are going to do, they'll have to rack their brains to figure out how to get the Megillah reading done on Yudalit and Tesvav. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, is the author of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah applies even after Churban HaBayis, at the time Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. And it reflects the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that even after Churban HaBayis, they continued to recognize Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel as days for Kriyas HaMegillah on behalf of the Bnei HaKfarim. And they weren't concerned with this possibility of Mistaklin Ba, right? What's it called in the Lashon HaGemara? Mistaklin Ba. So as the Chacham were worried about Mistaklin Ba, that they would look at the day of Megillah and then they would calculate the 30 days to determine when Pesach was. That's the Chacham Shita Mistaklin Bo. We've got to avoid that at all costs, even if it means undermining their ability to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. And Rabbi Akiva was not impressed by that. Why? I don't know. That's not for us today. So let's get back to Dr. Joel, to your question. Did we answer your question or not?
You did.
Okay. So what was your question? And we'll reiterate the answer.
I thought you said that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah had no knowledge of 11, 12, and 13.
And that's the Gemara's Havim.
That's the Havim.
So that was the underlying premise of Minolan. Minolan means the following. How is it possible for the Mishnah to make a takana, which the Gemara is going to explain later on, is hikilu lahem chachamim, and allow for Megillah reading on Yudalef Beis Gimel, and that's been codified in that first Mishnah in Megillah. How could that be possible? After all, Megillah's Esther, which describes the takana of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah at the time Mordechai ben Esther, which included 120 elders and some Nevi'im amongst them, they established, as it says in the Megillah, 2 days for the reading of the Megillah. That means Yudalef and Tesvah. For a later Besdin to say, well, we want to be more lenient and allow for other days for Kriyas HaMegillah, in this case on behalf of the B'nai HaKfarim, that would undermine the original Takana, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, Minolan. Therefore, there must be some indication in the Megillah itself, for that flexible rubber band that I described before, that the original Takana instituted by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, had a built-in proviso that we could expand the Takana and include other days. So Rabbi Kiva comes along with the drasha, and that's Bizmanan. Now the Gemara initially thinks that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chacham never accepted that drasha, which means that they never, ever, ever in history would have recognized the possibility of Yudalef Beis Yud Gimel for Kriyas HaMegillah, because again, that would undermine the original Takana. They don't have the drasha Bizmanan for that flexible rubber band that we spoke about. The Gemara says, "Nay, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan meant. It can't be that what Rabbi Yochanan meant. This Mishnah would be acceptable in theory, even according to Chacham, but there's one problem. In theory, the Chacham could accept it, but at one point in time, after the Churban HaBayis, they rejected it. Why? Because Mistaklim, what's again, Mistaklim Ba, I keep forgetting the word Ba, right? Ba.
What does Mistaklim actually mean?
Mistaklim means they look to it.
They're figuring out the Cheshbon.
Right, they what? Look to Megillah reading to figure out when Pesach is going to be, because again, the word didn't get to them exactly when Pesach would be. They lived in faraway places, they were nowhere near the Beis HaMikdash, and their only measuring rod in order to determine when Pesach would fall out was the Kriyas HaMegillah. They would calculate 30 days after Kriyas HaMegillah. But we don't have to get into the you'll have to accept that as axiomatic. That's the engineering part of this Gemara, which I'm not an engineer. Okay, but it means that's what the reality was. And the Chacham were very worried about this reality, because if they calculate 30 days from Yud Aleph, then Pesach is going to be celebrated on Yud Aleph ben Nisan, which means it's going to end 8 days later, and they're going to be eating chametz. Okay, so therefore they had to do away with the Kriyas HaMegillah on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Our Mishnah, says Rabbi Yochanan, which recognizes Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, even after Churban HaBayis, reflects the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who's not worried about Mistaklim Bo. He doesn't have that Svara of Mistaklim Bo.
The one that has the Svara of Mistaklim Bo, is he worried about Shushan Pur?
Is he worried about Shushan Purim? Yeah, for sure. Because, well, no, Shushan Purim is on the 15th, if that's what you mean. Yeah. So if we calculate 30 days from the 15th, then everything's okay. So again, in the big cities, whether we're talking about unwalled cities or walled cities, 14th, 15th, they knew exactly when Pesach would fall.
They couldn't work it out. They couldn't say, they couldn't add an addendum or something. You work it out 30 days from when you cap it.
Right, so the answer is that these people were living in Kfarim and they were all spread out. You know, you have to know the sociology of it, but whatever it was, there was a terrible problem here. The Chacham went very far. They said, in order to solve this problem, because there's call it a 2% chance that the 2% of the population will make a mistake about Pesach, that's enough to make this to bring down the Takana, you know, down into the waters of Yudalef Yud Beis Yud Gimel. All that is the Shita of whom? The Chachamim. Our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is not worried about Mistaklim Bo, so he remains very loyal to the original Takana of Yudalef Yud Beis Yud Gimel.
The worst case scenario of miscalculating Pesach, the Korban Pesach is the wrong day, eating chometz. What is
chometz. Everything is about chometz.
Early.
We're talking about after the Churban. There's no problem with Pesach, because we can't bring a Korban Pesach.
We'll stop early. So you're eating chometz.
Great! Yeah, we'd be very happy if you stopped eating chometz. It'll probably be good for your diet. But the problem is they're going to calculate the end.
Eating,
and that's it. That's it.
Right. You understand? I'm not an engineer either, so...
Right, they're going to end eating Pesach. Good, I like that. What's it called? It's a kind of a of an empathy. You know, if you tell me you're not an engineer, you. Okay, Rabbi Osei. Now, what we want to do now, in the light of all our knowledge, is to study an essay from the Gvuras Yitzchak. Let me give you a little bit of an introduction to this essay. There's something called a Yotzei Umefarish B'Shayor, which I mentioned briefly at the end of the shiur on Thursday. Let me just review it. This is a sugya v'sefta psachim on daf vav, and the Gemara wants to apply, not the Gemara, excuse me, and the Rishonim want to apply the same yardstick to Kriyas HaMegillah. The subject of the Gemara on psachim is bedikas chametz. So we're talking about a person who, by all rights, should be doing his bedikas chametz on the night of the 14th of Nisan, but he's a yotzei b'shayora. It means he's going out on a trip. He will not be available on the 14th of Nisan for bedikah. So the Gemara establishes in Psachim that we can give him an earlier date for bedikas chametz, the night before he leaves on his trip. Without getting into details, because for these details you have to come to my 8:30 a.m. shiur, and that is that the Gemara says it's a 30-day period. They gave him a 30-day period. So let's say, for example, he leaves after Purim on a long trip. He won't be back for Yudal B'Nisan. He does the B'dika on the night before he leaves. Okay, that's, again, as I say, you'll have to come to my learning in Masechta Pesachim to get into the details for that. So that's a little bit of an advertisement for that. Okay, but now the poskim want to know, what's the deal with someone who's going on a trip? He's a yotzei b'shayara, and he will not be back for Yidalid or Tesvav, depending upon, again, whether he's a city slicker or whether he lives in a walled city, in time for Kriyas HaMegillah. The Poskim want to know, can we afford these people, whoever they are, it could be one person in a million years, but whoever they are, right? Yotzei B'Shayara, can we give them the opportunity of reading the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Meaning, that just like we saw for the Bnei HaKfarim, they made a takana that allowed them to read the Megillah on as early as Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Can we do so for the Yotzei B'Shayara? Now, this question breaks down into another question. Bishleim, according to Rabbi Akiva says that even after the Churban HaBayis, we still maintain the takana, the original takana of the Bnei HaKfarim, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. We're not worried about Nistaklim Ba. So if that takana remains intact, then maybe we could tag on the Yotzei v'Shayara to the Bnei HaKfarim. You know, to the same extent that we have compassion on the Bnei HaKfarim for whatever reason, and we allow them to read the Megillah early, let's allow the Yotzei v'Shayara to have an early Megillah reading on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. But if we go to the Chachamim Shita, and the Chachamim say that the original takana of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel is batel, it no longer exists, and that's because of Mistaklim Ba, what do we do with the Yotzei v'Shayara? Should we say that in the case of Yotzei v'Shayara, he also might be tempted to make this mistake of Mistaklim Ba, look at the day of Megillah reading and calculate 30 days to Pesach? Or should we say no? He's not in the same category as Bnei HaKfarim. Bnei HaKfarim is like a segment of the population. You know, what do you call it? It's a, you know, you make those pies, you know, with different lines in it. You know, there's a whole line of a whole, what do you say?
A subset.
The whole subset of people out there who belong to a community. They live in a kfar. And they're under the impression that whenever you tell me the Megillah reading is, I'm going to calculate 30 days. But for this individual who's somewhere, you know, on the face of the earth, and he has to go away from wherever his center, you know, his local population where he usually reads the Megillah, he won't be back on time for Megillah. He has to go away on a show. So maybe in his case, we can still be lenient. I don't know. You know, the case of Rabbi Akiva, it's a little bit easier because Rabbi Akiva recognizes even today Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Again, it may be totally theoretical today. You know, I don't know if there's anybody who fits into the category of Bnei HaKfarim, but maybe the Yotzei B'Shayar could fit into the category of Bnei HaKfarim. So on this issue, which is what we want to analyze today, we have Machlokes between Rabbeinu Peretz and the Baal HaMa'or, two great Rishonim, one from the Chachmei Ashkenaz and one from the what's called the Chachmei Provence, a little bit closer to France. You know, they were arguing this. So what I'd like to do with you, again, I'm not going to read every single line in the text, because we'll be until Purim, but I'll try to summarize, you know, parts of this article. Now, I don't know what underlines came out, because I underline usually in pencil, sometimes in pen. They're all there? Okay, so if you take a look, and again, I'm not skipping the first three paragraphs at all, but if you look at the third paragraph, you'll see Rabbeinu Ephraim. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to, if you have a highlight, not rely on my underlining, you want to highlight Rabbeinu Ephraim, because if you don't get his shita down, we're going to have to come back and review it 50 million times. So let's get it down straight once, and if you highlight it, you'll always be able to find it for yourself. Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that a mefarish v'yotzei v'shayora cannot read the Megillah on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Now I'm asking you to skip Yud Gimel for a minute, because Yud Gimel has a different status. It's the Yom HaKohol. But again, Rabbosai, we don't know all of Masech the Megillah, so you're going to have to trust me that we'll get to that Sugya of Yud Gimel at another time. But for our purposes, Rabbeinu Peretz does not allow an early Megillah reading for the purpose of a Yotze B'Shayor. Why? Because Rabbeinu Peretz accepts the principle of the Chachamim, to habakli lehu kidas Chachamim. The Chacham felt that it was very dangerous, like playing with fire, to allow for a Megillah reading earlier than Yudalit in Tesvav, because of the Mistaklin Ba philosophy, that they'll mistakenly calculate Pesach. Yeah? So says Rabbeinu Ephraim, we accept the sheet of the Chachamim. The entire discussion in the first Mishnah of Megillah about Yud Aleph Yud Beis is totally theoretical. It's not practical at all, because after the Churban HaBayis, the Chacham insists that we have to drop it like a hot potato because of a Mistaklin Bo. So our Mishnah reflects the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, but we accept the sheet of the Chachamim. There's no such thing as Yud Aleph Yud Beis. We have to drop that because of a Mistaklin Bo. Memela, you don't have anything to stand on. You know, you can't hang your hat on a peg over you and say, well, Yotze v'Shayora, let's consider him like the Bnei HaKfarim, and let's allow him to read on Yud Aleph Yud Beis. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, no. Even the Bnei HaKfarim are not allowed to read on Yud Aleph Yud Beis, because we accept the Shita of the Chachamim of Mistaklim, but that means the original Takana of Yud Aleph Yud Beis is Batel. So far, so good. But Habala Mo'ar, and here you might want to turn to page Reish Ches, and again, I'm not skipping the first two paragraphs, right? We're coming right back to the first two paragraphs. He holds that Mefarish V'yotze V'shayor Yochol Likos Miyud Aleph V'yelech. From the 11th and on, they're allowed to read. And Afilu L'chachom. Now, here you want to avoid a pitfall. It's not that the Baal HaMa'or accepted the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. He accepted, says the Baal HaMa'or, I'm sorry. The Baal HaMa'or says that I accept the shita of the Chachamim. So if you ask me if the Bnei HaKfarim are allowed to read on Yud Aleph Yud Beis, the answer is no. Nevertheless, the Yotze B'Shayor is different.
Oh. Why?
The Amri Bizman is saying Korin Osah El Bizman, even though the Chachamim say that we only read it on Yud Aleph and Tesvav in our time. But Modu, they agree that Mi'ikar Adin, meaning if not for the what? If not for the Gzera of the Chashash of Mistaklin Ba, then even in our time we would read it on Yud Aleph Yud Beis. But Mi'ikar Adin, in theory, Korin B'Yud Aleph. And the Ritva explains the Baal HaMa'or, and he says the difference between groups of Jews as opposed to a Yachid, an individual Jew. In other words, a Yotze V'Shayor doesn't fit into any group, any community. He doesn't represent a community. He's an individual. He's involved in commerce, and he's from Shevet Zvulun, and he goes out to the Yam, and he comes back after a long trip, and he's going to miss the Megillah reading. We don't have to worry about the Gzera of Mistaklim Ba on behalf of this individual. When he gets to Pesach, he's in a very fine, warm Jewish community. They have Polish calendars. And on Facebook, he'll find out exactly when Pesach is. But the Chachamim are nervous about these giant communities of the Kfarim, you know, made up of many, many Jews that might come to some sort of mistaken conclusion as a community, and they'll bang on the table and tell us exactly when we should start celebrating Pesach, which, as Ben points out, who cares if they start early? But the answer is they're going to end early. Okay? So Rabosai, in a certain sense, I don't know if you'll agree with me on this, but who has the upper hand? Meaning, intuitively, who sounds right between Rabbeinu Peretz and the Baal HaMo'or? Rabbeinu Peretz says that we, you know, the original Takon of Yud-Alef Yud-Beis is Batel, because we pass like the Chacham of Rabbi Akiva. How can we allow the Yotzei B'Shayara to read the Megillah on Yud-Alef Yud-Beis? Comes along the Baal HaMo'or, he says, no, the original Takana might be Batel, and we're not going to allow the Bnei HaKfarim as a whole, as a group, to read the Megillah on Yud-Alef Yud-Beis, but for the individual, the Yachid, that's the way the Rifa explains the Baal HaMo'or, who's an individual who's not connected to a community, for him, we're going to allow for Yud-Alef Yud-Beis. Because again, Rabosei, here's the point of the Baal HaMo'or. The original takana of Yud-Alef Yud-Beis remains intact. We're going to just block it whenever there's going to be a chashash of mistaklim ba. I can't overemphasize that. The original Yud-Alef Yud-Beis was never uprooted. Yud-Alef Yud-Beis was left in its place. The Chachamim will not allow them to implement that takana because of mistaklim ba. But let's say if I can neutralize the problem of mistaklim ba, then what's going to be the deal?
Then
let them read on Yud-Alef Yud-Beis.
Yeah,
that's going to be the case of a yochid who's a yotze b'shayor.
Would it then depend where the yotze b'shayor is coming from? It's coming from the city, fine. If it's coming from the forum, it's back to square one.
Well, again, you know, we're not assuming. You're right that the Yotzei B'Shayor is dafka one of the Bnei HaKfarim. You know, if he's one of the Bnei HaKfarim, then maybe you're right. Maybe there is mistaklim ba. You're right. I don't know. It's a good point.
I built with the Baal HaMo'or.
That's what I say, and that's why if you take a look at the Gurus Yitzchak at the very end of this paragraph, he writes Vav Tzadi Beis. What's Vav Tzadi Beis?
Sorry,
beer. V'das Rabbeinu Ephraim, shesover demefarish the Yotzei B'Shayora, eino yochol likros b'Yud-Alef Yud-Beis, the Abakli Luhu, because the original Yud-Alef Yud-Beis is Batel. V'ushtetos, where does it say anywhere that the original Yud-Alef Yud-Beis is Batel? It just says that we have a problem of a chashash of mistaklim ba. You know, sort of like a barrier to implement the fall, as we say in modern Hebrew, you know, in actuality, to implement the takon of Yud-Alef Yud-Beis. But from Van der Weisman, how do you know that they were Oker Yud-Alef Yud-Beis? And in the case of a Yochid, he's a Yotzei B'Shayora. We have no reason to assume that there's a Chashash of Mistaklim Ba, and therefore let him avail himself of the original takon of Yud-Alef Yud-Beis. You see, according to the Havamina, the Gemara, the Chachamim denied Yud-Alef Yud-Beis Meikara, even as far as the Zman Beis HaMikdash is concerned, because they didn't have the drush of Zmanam Zmanam. You hear me? And then the question of Minolim comes back to gnaw us, to annoy us. Why? Because you can't be Oker the Takon of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. The Anshei Knesset Gedolah only knew of 2 days. They recognize Yud-Alef and Tesvah. But the Gemara completely rejects that. And the Gemara says, nay. Even the Chachamim agree that Bizman Beis HaMikdash, they would read the Megillah on Yud-Alef Yud-Beis Yud-Gimel because of the drush of Zmanim, Zmanim, Zmanim. Navas, after the Churban HaBayis, they had a problem of Mistaklim Ba. So then they suspended the Yud-Alef Yud-Beis Yud-Gimel. But that's only because of Mistaklim Ba. But they never denied the existence of the parents would be great and would be smooth. In Yiddish we call it gleich. I don't know if you feel like that word would be gleich if we went back to the Havamina of the Gemara. And the Gemara yells and screams and says, Minol. And then the Gemara says, well, our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Akiva, and he has the drush of Zmanayim, and therefore the that principle that we call the rubber band expansion principle, meaning that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah built into the original Takana the expansion to Yud Alef, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, if necessary. And what the Chacham did down, but the Chacham never had this Manehem. That was the Hamamina. And therefore the Gemara assumed that according to Chachamim, forget about our Mishnah, there was never a time in Jewish history when they allowed for a Kriya Samagila other than the Yudalad and Tesvah. No, if that be the case, then Rabbein Peretz is a Sitch. Rabbein Peretz is simply saying that there's no Yotze V'Shayara, you know, because there's nothing to base yourself on for any Megillah reading earlier than Yudalad and Tesvah. No, the Nebuch, the guy has to go on a business trip. Okay, honest Rachman and Patre, you know, extenuating circumstances. What can we do? Maybe he could hear Megillah reading over the Skype. I don't know. You have to know what the status of Skype is. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, then Rabbeinu Peretz would make sense. But now that we see the Maskana and the Gemara is that even the Chacham were on board and they accepted the Takon of Yud Alef, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel based on Zvanim, Zvanim, that Drasha. And there's no problem of Oker Dovim, you know, Oker Dov, Bezdin, Bimbing, Oker Dov, Shol, Lachik, Nesak, Dola. None of us, the Chacham, disagreed with Rabbi Akiva as far as Manachurba, because Mizmanachurba v'yelech, we had a problem of what? Of Mistaklimba. Is then, Balamar comes up, to, you know, steps up to the plate, and he says, listen man, if you're worried about Mistaklimba, I don't have to worry about Mistaklimba in the case of Yotze v'Shayara. And Tzarech Bir, the Shita of Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, before we go on to try to explain Rabbeinu Peretz, we want to add another kash, and that's where we get back to the first part of the article. I felt that I would change the order for pedagogical reasons, because I thought it was a lot easier to introduce the machlokas Rabbeinu Peretz and the Balmor and the kash that we have on Rabbeinu Peretz right up front. But you should know that there's another problem here in to raise, and that's the girs of the riff. And this is in the first paragraph. Do you see where I underlined the two words Girsas HaRif, just if your eye wants to catch that? The Girsas HaRif is Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stima Sa, the Darish Zman Zmanim Zmanim, Avol Chachovim Omrim, Bizman Azeh Hoil Umistaklim Ba, Ein Korino Sa Ela Bizman. We'll explain this in just a minute. V'tzarech Iyan D'Rabbanan Nami Darshili El Shechmir Bizman Azeh Mishum D'Mistaklim Ba. This is very strange. The Girsa of the Rif seems to assume that the Chachamim did not have the Drasha, because take a look. It says, Zu Divri Rabbi Akiva Stimasa, which the next few words we don't have, Didarish Zman Zmanim Zmanayim, meaning that the Chachamim never had the Drasha of Zman Zmanim Zmanayim. That's not the way we have it. We have it that the Chacham also accepted Zman Zmanim Bizmanayim. And therefore, certainly at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, even the Chachamim agree that there was a takon on behalf of the Bnei Kfarim to read the Megillah Yud Alef, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The only problem is, Bizman Hazeh, after the Churban, then we have a problem of Mistaklim. But according to the Rif, it comes out that Chacham never had the Zmanim Zmanayim Zmanayim. And therefore, the Chacham never, even at the time of the Mikdash, recognized the Yud Alef, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Mm-hmm. Now, in the paragraph that starts with the words V'nira B'biur, he tries to suggest the following. That you know why the Chachamim rejected Yud Alef, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, according to the Girsa of the Rif? It's because they didn't have the drasha of Zmanim, Zmanim, Zmanehem. They had the drasha, the alternative drasha of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmen. So if you happen to have a Gemara Megillah in front of you, the Gemara quotes Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, and it appears right before the lines get wide, and he has a different drasha. Just one second. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni lo amar bizmanehem, he doesn't have the drasha bizmanehem, because lo mashmale, he didn't think that there was anything unusual about the use of the terms manehem, and therefore he had to come up with a different drasha to establish that there's such an institution called Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, which doesn't undermine the takon of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And his rasha was, the pasuk says, L'kayim aleim lios osim es yom arbos al lechodesh adom es yom chamish sabor chal shonim shon kayomim asher nachu bohem hayehudim me'oyvehem is the end of the pasuk. And according to Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, there's an extra letter here. Could have said yomim asher nachu kayehudim hayehudim, but the extra kayomim is telling you that there are other days that are similar to the original 2 days.
Yeah.
Kayomim, meaning add another 2 days. So there were original 2 days of Yud Aleph Tesvav, and then they added Yud Aleph Yud Beis. Yud Gimel is a separate category called Yom Kohol, or Zman Kihila. But in any event, and these are the 2 days. So many of the Achronim, I saw it originally in the She'elas Yaivitz, which is Rav Bezal Zsolti, but you'll also see it here in the Gevuras Yitzchak. They assume that according to Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Kayomim doesn't set up a new Zman for Mikra Megillah on Yud Aleph Yud Beis. All it does is it allows for the Chachomim to stretch it a little bit and allow for a kriya. So if you want to underline this, you'll see on the left column, do you see where it says on the fourth line of Masha Enkei, the Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Tiyoliflei Mikra de Kiyomim Asher Noch Ben Be'em Esman HaKriya Shal B'nei HaKfarim Avi Yudalit, that in truth the B'nei HaKfarim, like anyone else, have to read on the 14th. But Yalfida Mikra, what we get from that extra Chaf is, and here you want to, again, this you want to highlight, the Kilu al Bnei HaKfarim, there was a special kula that even though there's Zman of Kriyas HaMegillah is the 14th, they're allowed to read the Megillah Shalo B'Zmana. Please underline those words, Shalo B'Zmana. That could justify the Girs of the Rif, because the Girs of the Rif has it that the Chachamim did not accept the Drosh of B'Zmanayim. And therefore the Chachamim held that even at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we would not be excited about allowing, you know, the Bnei HaKfarim to read on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, because we don't have Bizmaneim. And if we don't have Bizmaneim, there's a problem here, because if you're going to tell me that there's a Kula, and the Chachom want to be Mekel, they're in a sense undermining the original Takon of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. But let's get back to Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Baal HaMor, because that's really our main subject for today. Now, on page Reish Ches, there are two paragraphs, both of them quite long and extensive, that start with the words Vehine. Now, these two paragraphs are an analysis of the Shitas HaRambam. And the Shitas HaRambam is going to be explained by the Grach Turchin. So I'm just giving you a little bit of the background. Okay. The Rambam tells us that the Chachamim established many different Zmanim for reading the Megillah. This is the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Megillah, Perek Aleph. And he mentions in Halacha Dalid Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lehem Chachamim. Which drasha is he accepting, the Rambam? If he says Harbe Zmanim Tiknu Lehem Chachamim,
Yud Aleph Yud Beis.
But which drasha? You remember we had Kayomim, the extra Chaf,
and
we had
him.
Yeah, he's accepting Bizmanim. That's what he says in the next two words, that Shenemar Bizmanim. Okay. Now, if you fast forward to Halacha Ches, which is four halachas later, he mentions the reading on Yud Aleph Yud Beis, and of course Yud Gimel, for the benefit of the Bnei HaKfarim. Now, from the fact that he introduces his whole discussion with the words Manim Harbe Tiknu Lehem Chachamim, it sounds, it's pretty convincing, that they were misaken these Manim of Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel as well. Because the Rambam doesn't have to, you know, he doesn't have to use Bizmaneim if he's just telling you that, you know, for the benefit of the Bnei HaKfarim, we'll have a kula, we'll allow them to read on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. He didn't have to quote the Pasuk Bizmaneim for that. By quoting the Pasuk Bizmaneim, allowing for many different Zmanim, beginning with Yud Aleph and ending with Tesvav, the Rav is telling us that Bnei HaKfarim were given a special Zman. So it's not the way we said it before, that really the Zman for the Bnei HaKfarim is on Yud Aleph Yud Beis, just they made a Kula and they allowed them to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. No, their Zman is on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. That's what it seems from the Rambam. The Rambam goes on to tell us that there is a condition that's built in to the definition of a kfar. Not every single village is considered a kfar and is granted this extra zman, or zmanim we'll call it, of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The minimum size of the kfar is that it has Yud Bnei Adam, it has 10 people that would serve as a minyan, like a quorum, so to speak. Then it has the status of a kfar.
At least a minyan.
Correct, at least a minyan. If it has more, then it's great. So the Ravid comments that the source for this Rambam is Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi seems to assume that if there are no Asara Bnei Adam, it's not considered a kfar, and they cannot take advantage of those special zmanim of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. And the Ravid, after granting the Rambam that he's basing himself on Yerushalmi, he writes, V'ein lo zeh tam. And it doesn't make any sense. Now that's a big chutzpah, because if the Ravid is only attacking the Rambam and he's saying it doesn't make any sense that we need a minimum quorum in order to qualify as a kfar, okay, the Ravid, you know, he gets very sharp on the Rambam. But after already quoting the Yerushalmi, and then he says, Ein lo zeh tam, that's a little bit of overstepping his bounds, because the Yerushalmi must have had some reason why the Chachamim are only establishing these days of Zmanim Harbe, of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, if they have 10 people. Okay. But in any event, be that as it may, at this point, we don't understand the Tam, but we understand the final Maskon according to the Rambam, based on Yerushalmi, in order to qualify as a Kfar, then we must have 10 people that are members of that kfar. 10 people who could make up a quorum in the kfar. Okay. Now, one important conclusion we can derive from the Rambam. Let's get back to our original question. What is Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Is it a new zman for the kfarim, or is it a kula that the Rabbanan bent over backwards to allow a kriya shalom bizmana for the sake of the Bnei HaKfarim? And we said before, it all depends with the gears of the Rif on whether you accept the drasha of zmanayim. But from the fact that the Rambam establishes what is a kfar, and he's got his conditions, you know, it's got to have a sor bnei adam, what does that indicate? Are we dealing with a separate zman, or are we dealing with a kula on behalf of someone who doesn't have the ability to read the Megillah on time?
Seems like a kula.
Well, if it's a kula, then who cares what the kfar looks like, Ben? Meaning, even if I'm living in a village, it's a very tiny shtetl. You know, my father said that he came from a shtetl that had 70 families in it, right? Okay, that's already a big shtetl, you know, according to his definition. But I come from a little town, you know, the two chabadnikim and myself. You know, that's a whole town. And we don't have a Asara Bnei Adam. But we still need the reading of the Megillah. The fact that we don't have the status of a kfar, which the Rambam stipulates the condition that you have to have 10, that doesn't mean we have less of a need to read the Megillah. If the Chachamim bent over backwards and they recognized an institution called Kriya Shelo Bizmana as a separate kula, then why shouldn't that kula apply even in the smallest amongst villages? If you have one Jew on the face of the earth who doesn't have the ability to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph or Tesvav, then there should be a kula on his behalf, no less than anyone else. From the fact that the Rambam is setting up conditions and a framework, you know, who is a kvar and what is a kvar, it sounds like the Rambam is saying that based on an institution of the Chachamim called Zmanim Harbe, they're going to set up a Zman for whom? Well, we know that the Zman for the Krachim Ukafim Chomim is on what? The 15th. We know that the Zman for the Pruzos, right, the Pruzim is the 14th. Now we have a new entity, a new category. What's that category called? Kfarim. And they read on Yud-Alf, Yud-Bez, Yud-Gimel. So the Rambam says, well, what is that entity called a Kfar? I can tell you what a city looks like. I can tell you what a walled city looks like, but who's a Kfar? And the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says, it's got to be such and such, right? We need Asar B'nei Yod. So Mimela, Rabosai, it's very fascinating because even if the Ravid says, I don't understand why the qualification for a kfar has to have 10 people, but nevertheless, even if we can't answer that question, the Rambam is setting up qualifications for a kfar. If he's setting up qualifications for a kfar, then apparently he understood that the Mishnah in allowing Kriyas HaMegillah and Yud-Alf, Yud-Bez, Yud-Gimel was recognizing a brand new Zman. Now, which drasha would be appropriate, would fit like a glove for the Rambam if the Rambam understood that a Kfar is being granted a separate Zman for Kriyas HaMegillah? Zmaneya. And that's exactly what the Rambam does. The Rambam says, "Manim harbe tiknu lehem chachomim." So now, Rabosai, it comes out that the Rambam never recognized a kind of a kula to facilitate someone who can't read the Megillah on Yudalit Tesvav. There ain't no such thing. It's your tough luck, honest Rachman and Patri. You got to take a long trip on a yacht for a business deal, and you won't be back on time for your Dalit v'yud Gimel. There's no Megillah on the yacht, on the ship. That's your problem. We'll call you Onus. You know, if circumstances are so mitigating, we'll call you an Onus. But we're not going to allow you to read the Megillah, because there never was a kula on behalf of any individual who couldn't read the Megillah on your Dalit Tesvav and say, well, you know what, we'll allow you to read the Megillah before your Dalit. There ain't no such thing. What the Rambam has as far as an earlier date, Yud-Alef, Yud-Bez, Yud-Gimel, is that there's a Zman of Megillah that was established by the Chachamim for the sake of whom?
The Kfarim.
The Kfarim. And now the Rambam says, well, what is a Kfar? But it wasn't like this carte blanche, you know, heter that we're going to bend over backwards for every Yarkul Beryl, every individual, and say, well, he can't get there on time for Kriyas HaMegillah, let him read the Megillah earlier. Ain't no such thing. What the Mishnah is establishing, and it's derived from the pasuk Bizmaneyem, says the Rambam, Zmanim harbe tiknu lehem chachamim, which means that the Chacham established not only Yud-Dalet and not only Tesvav, but they established Yud-Alef, Yud-Bez, Yud-Gimel, and that's for the Kfar. So it could be, Rabosai, that in the light of this discussion we come to a very, very far-reaching conclusion, and that is that according to the Rambam, there's no such thing as Megillah reading for a Yotze B'Shayara. It doesn't exist. Now, the possibility would exist that maybe the Yotze B'Shayara could, shall we say, jump on the bandwagon as long as the Takana of Zmanim Harbe, meaning Yud-Alef, Yud-Bez, Yud-Gimel, as Zmanim of Megillah exists. Because then what we're going to allow them to do is we're going to allow the Yotze B'Shayara to find one of the other Zmanim. If there are only two Zmanim, Yud-Dalet and Tesvav, he's not available on Yud-Dalet Tesvav. But if we're establishing another Zman, what is that other Zman? Yud-Alef, Yud-Bez, Yud-Gimel, okay, he can't be there on time for Yud-Dalet Tesvav, but he could be there on time for Yud-Alef, Yud-Bez, Yud-Gimel. Maybe he could latch on to a Zmanim Harbe. But let's say if he wants to read the Megillah after the Churban Abayis, correct? Bizman Hazeh. And what do we establish Bizman Hazeh? This is true both according to the Rabbeinu Peretz and according to the Baal HaMor, that Bizman Hazeh, there's no possibility of reading the Megillah on Yud-Alef, Yud-Bez, Yud-Gimel. Why not? Because Mistaklim Bo, so they made that chash of Mistaklim Bo, and therefore they uprooted those days. So then what are you left with? You're left with the Yotzei B'Shayorah who has an Ones situation in which he can't read the Megillah on the only 2 days that we have left. What are those 2 days? Yidalet and Tesvah. There aren't any additional days because we're assuming, like the Chachamim, that the Takana of Zmanim Harbe no longer exists during Yidalet Yidbeis Yidgimel. So we come to the following possible conclusion according to the Rambam. This is all very tenuous, but it's very fascinating. A Yotzei B'Shayara who can't be there on Yidalet and Tesvav and the Migdash is still standing, he could read the Megillah when? On Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. And why is that? Because we have now Zmanim Harbe Tiktu Lem Chachamim, so he can latch on to the Zmanim Harbe. And for him, we have not only Yud Dalet and Tesvah, we also have Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. But if it's after the Churban HaBayis and we no longer have these set categories of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, then what do we have for Yotze B'Shayorah? You have a Kula? We don't know this Kula, because the Rambam never recognizes the Kula. The Rambam has only one possibility of reading the Megillah before Yudalit and Tesvav, and that is Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lem Chachamim. There's no such thing as Megillah Kodem Zmana, according to the Rambam. The Rambam only recognizes a category called a Kfar, and for the sake of the Bnei HaKfarim, they establish new Zmanim, and they derived it from the Megillah. It's not Okir Dov Min HaTorah because of what Pasuk? Bismanayam, and maybe that only exists at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, because we pass like the Chachamim, and after the Churban HaBayis, there's no longer an institution called Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel because of Mistaklin Ba. Then what are you left with? You're left with an individual on the face of the earth who can't read the Megillah and Yidal Tesvav. My heart goes out for him. And Onas Rachmana Patre, if he gets a heter from his Rav, that he has to go on this trip, you know, to support his family. And he won't fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah. Why? Because there's no longer Zmanim Harbe. The whole enterprise, the whole institution or entity of Yidal Tibes Yigimel as Zmanim Kvuim is completely gone. Because we're passing like the Chachamim and Mistaklim Bo. So if you take a look here, on the top of the left column, you'll see that it says that the last two words on the right column, and going on to the left column, Yisoda Din Kriya Vyoma Knisa, according to the Rambam Shita, Eino Kula. It's not some sort of leniency, Likros Kodem Zmano. There is no such halachic recognition of validity to Kriya Kodem Zmano, but rather Ki'im, what we're doing is we're breaking new ground and setting up a Zman Kriya for the Bnei HaKfarim, and that was the Takonis Chachamim that was derived from the Pasuk Bizmanehem.
That's just Yud Gimel.
Again, leave out Yom Yud Gimel. Let's leave Yud Gimel as a separate topic.
That is Yom HaKnis, isn't it?
No, that's called Yom Kahal. You know, right. Zman Kol.
What does he mean by Yom HaKnis?
Yom HaKnis is a Monday or Thursday that either coincides with Yud Aleph or Yud Beis. Okay, leave out Yud Gimel, right? We'll just focus our attention on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Even though many times I've mentioned to you now, if you base Yud Gimel, but Yud Gimel has a special status. And again, Rabbo said we can't know all of Masechta Megillah in one sitting. We'll have to be patient when we want to take up the day of Yud Gimel as a separate topic. But be that as it may, he's coming now to the following conclusion that there is no such thing as a kula for someone who's hard pressed that he won't be able to read the Megillah in its zmanim. And that's what he says on line 5 over here. You'll see he says, I underlined it, the Be'emes Lohi Kilu Chacham Likros Samegillah Shalo Bizmano Kishei Efshar Likros Bizmano Kakti Yom HaKnisa Choshim Zman Kriya Lebnei HaKfarim Yud Aleph Yud Beis is considered the Zman of Kriya Samegillah. And now the Rambam adds, based on the Yerushalmi, that's only for Kfarim. And what constitutes qualifies as a Kfar? That's only an Ir Sheyesh Ba Asar B'nei Adam. So if you're stuck because you live in a Kfar that doesn't have Asar B'nei Adam, you just have to, you have one of two choices. Either find yourself reading the Megillah on Yudalit Tesvav, or don't read the Megillah at all. But there's no other option.
They went to the city to read the Megillah.
Correct. So if
so
you,
I'm living in a city with just two other people. I couldn't go to the city to hear the Megillah on the 11th. They're reading it on the 11th for the people in the kafar. I live in a smaller city. I'm
right.
People. I couldn't go to the city and hear it then because I'm not a B'nai Kfar.
Right, right. That's what we're saying.
It seems, okay.
It's a little bit odd. You're saying, really, well, why? What's been Echshuldig? Why am I guilty just because I live in a small city? I should also be able to come into the big city and hear the Megillah. I'm not denying that the individual could latch himself on to a group. So let's say, for example, at the time the Migdash stood, there was a group of people called the Bnei Kfarim. Let's say you don't qualify as a Ben Kfar. It could be in such a case you could latch yourself on, attach yourself to the Kfarim, because there is such a thing as Manim Harbe, meaning that Yom HaKnisa sets up a Zman Megillah on Yud Aleph. So let's say if you are in a small town, right? But we're not going to establish a reading of the Megillah for that Kfar. Maybe you could attach this. And the Nafka Mina is going to be after Churban Abayis, because if we pass like Chachamim, then Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel is totally history, you know, no longer exists. Then who are you going to latch yourself onto? You're going to just say, well, can't you be Makil for me on my behalf? Don't you have compassion? Bend over backwards and allow me to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. And the answer is no. Why? Because that whole institution of Zman Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel is history, and it no longer applies. So if you take a look at the next paragraph that starts in the words Vehine, it comes out that according to the Rambam Shita, they never made a takana of these days of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel for anyone other than the Bnei Kfarim. Okay, but if you don't have a Shem Kfar because you don't have a Asar Bnei Adam, then we're not going to make a takana. And l'chora, the conclusion of all this should be that even Bizman Beis HaMikdash, then the Kfarim, although they would read on the Yom HaKnisa, correct, on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, B'Gimel, but someone who's Mefarish V'Yotze B'Shayora, he doesn't have the status of a B'nai Kfar. Again, assuming Lenny, he doesn't live in a Kfar. So he can't read it on the Yom HaKnisa. So here's where we have a Chiddush of Rab Chaim Turchin. Do you see that? Okay. And he lived about 20 years, he died about 20 years ago, maybe a little bit more. He was a Talmud in the Brisker Rav, and he has what's called a Kudshus Binyanei Chanukah. I Chanukah Megillah. I have a copy of it in Har Nof, but we don't have to bring it in because he gives you the tamtzit, the essence of what he says over there. And he says the following: there's a very interesting Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. You know that there's a Gzeira Derabba. So if Yudalet B'Adar coincides with Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah on Yudal. And the Gemara wants to know, when should we be reading the Megillah in such a scenario? And again, there are many, many different shitas, but one shita in the Gemara is that we'll read it 2 days earlier, on the 12th of Adar. Do you follow? So Yudalet Adar is on what day of the week?
Shabbos.
On Shabbos. When are we going to read the Megillah?
Thursday.
On Thursday. Why? So Gemara says that since we're reading it on that Thursday anyway, for whom? For the B'nai Kfarim, let the big city slickers link up to the B'nai Kfarim.
It's already a day on which a Megillah is read.
Correct, because Friday is not a day of Kriyas HaMegillah. We don't have, we don't have such an institution. So what we're going to do is we're going to link them up together with the B'nai Kfarim. Okay? So if you take a look about three lines before the end of this page, it says, "Ube'erev Shabbos lo efshar delikri mishum de'ena yom kavu l'chum adam." We never established a Friday as a day of reading the Megillah. So it's going to be the Thursday for B'nai Kfarim, or Yudalet or Tesvav for the rest of Klal Yisrael. But in this case, there's no possibility of reading the Megillah on Yudalet because it's what? It's Shabbos. And therefore, we're going to link them up together with the B'nai HaKfarim. Again, you might have a question, why do we link them up with the B'nai HaKfarim? Why not link them up on Sunday with B'nai HaKrochim? Okay, so we try to be makdim the Megillah as early as possible, but the main point is that we have what's called a tag-on, I call it, a tag-along, meaning we're going to link up the B'nai HaYoros together with B'nai HaKfarim for the sake of the Yom HaKnisa. And this is all based on the Ran in Masechet Megillah on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that again, the Ran says to explain one sheet in the Gemara, that the Bnei Ayaros, if they can't read it on Shabbos, which is Yud Dalet, they'll read it instead on Thursday, which is Yud Beis, because Makdimin Liyom HaKnisa. So if they ever wake you up in the middle of the night, they ask you in a quiz question, when would you have Makdimin Liyom HaKnisa for the Bnei Ayaros? That would be in a case where Yud Dalet falls on what? On Shabbos. Again, that's all according to one sheet in the Gemara. So what did Rav Turchin see in this Gemara? He had this breakthrough where he saw that you can link up with a pre-existing Zman Megillah. Do you follow what I'm saying? And there is a Zman Megillah called Yud Beis, and the Bnei HaKfarim are going to read on Yud Beis, right? 2 days before Shabbos, on that Thursday. That's called Yom HaKnisa. So once that day of Yud Dalet is established as a kavua day of Zman HaMegillah, now we can take the Bnei Ayaros and they can get schlepped along, so to speak, they're dragged along, and they can also read on the Yud Beis, correct? And if you take a look on the next page, he says, on the third line, he says, "B'yom shekorim bo shar anoshim di azhu yom kriya." So, since that zman is yom kriya, meaning Yud Beis for the bnei akrochim, I'm sorry, the bnei kfarim. Therefore, we could attach the kriya samegillah of the ayaros to that day because it's a zman. That's a zman kavur. Oh, now he says, "Omnam kol zev zman abayis." You remember that Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, according to Chachomer, Rabbi Akiva, is an enterprise only that exists only during Zman HaBayis. After Kurm, we have to worry about Mestaklim Ba. And therefore, that institution of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, as a Zman Kriya, is completely history. It's gone. It's gone with the wind. As therefore, Shuv Eino Yochal HaMefarish Likros Ba'am. So again, we get back to the question of someone who's going out on a business trip, right, and he won't be back on time for Kriyas HaMegillah and Yud Dalet and Tesvav. Can we facilitate, can we allow him to read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? And the answer is depends. If it's during this Zman HaBayis, then we could apply this principle of the Ran of Tagalog, right? That now, since during the Zman HaBayis, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel are on valid days of Zmanei HaMegillah, so the Mefarish V'yotzei HaBosha, via Mefarish Yotzei Yam, he can attach himself to that day. But now that Bizman has said, we no longer have what? Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Correct, because that went down with the termination of that takana. So now you're going to tell me we're going to make a kula on behalf of the Yosef Shayor? We don't have such a thing. There never was a kula. There were only days that were set as manim, zmanim harbe likriya samagil. And if those days are gone, meaning if that takana is completely null and void, then the Yosef Shayor is out in the sea. I was going to say out in the cold, but in this case he's out in the sea, and that's all. He doesn't have an option of Kriyas HaMegillah. But that's all again predicated on the Rambam, who says that we have objective legal conditions in order to define a kfar, right? He based himself on the Yishalmi that you need a minimum of what? Of 10 people in the kfar. Oh, so we said according to the Rambam, the whole deal of kfarim only exists, meaning Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, if it's a kfar, and that's because they were setting up zmanim for the benefit of the Bnei Kfarim. There was never a kula, says the Rambam, for the benefit of a yachid, of an individual. So any possibility of a yachid who's mefarish v'yom to read the Megillah early has to be to link up with a set zman kavua. But now we're going with the Chachomim Shita, that Zman Kavur of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel was completely undermined after Churban HaBayis, that Yosef HaShayara doesn't have the opportunity and the possibility to read the Megillah earlier than Yud Dalet and Tesvav.
What would he do on Shabbos? Purim's on Shabbos, we're moving back to Thursday, Yom Kinesa. There is no Yom Kinesa. So when's he going to say the cities are going to read on Megillah?
I don't know. I mean, we have to figure that out. But let's assume on the 15th, perhaps. On Sunday. Later. Yeah. Okay. Let's assume. Again, the punchline of this whole discussion is the next two lines. Okay. So I'm hot on the next two lines. This is Rabbeinu Peretz. Let's go over Rabbeinu Peretz, right? Rabbeinu Peretz was of the opinion that there's no possibility of Zman Kriya on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Correct? Let's go back to page one in this handout that I gave you, right? On the bottom left, he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says the Mefarish V'yotzi B'Shayara cannot read on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And then he asks the Habakle Lahu Kedas Chachamim, which means that we accept the Chachamim Shita that instituted the Chashash of Mistaklim Bar, therefore undermined the entire Takan of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Mefarish V'yotzi Bayam has only two options, Yud Dalet and Tesvav. He doesn't have an option earlier than Yud Aleph Tesvav, because Mizmana said we don't have Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel according to Chachamim. Does it make sense? We just asked the question, where's the Chashash of Mistaklim Bar for the guy who's going out B'Shayara? He's not part of a community that's going to calculate Pesach based on the day of Megillah reading, as the Balamar argued. And remember the end of the paragraph here on the next page with Sarach Bir, Bidas Rabbeinu Ephraim, Shesom Shem Farish, Eino Yochel, Likros Bir Alf Yud Beis, Da Batlile. Who cares if Batlile? Even if I grant you the Batlile, but the whole institution or takana der abundant of the Chachamim was based on Mistaklim Bo, which doesn't apply to the Yachid. The answer is that there never was a takana of reading the Megillah before earlier than Yudal Yud Beis as a Kriya Shalom Bisman. That institution doesn't exist. And therefore, Rabbeinu Ephraim would say the following, that in order to facilitate the reading of the Megillah for Yotzev Shayari, you have to link up with a Zman Kriya. That could be possible during the Beis HaMikdash site, but after the Beis HaMikdash is gone, then there is no Yom Kavua. So what's the Balamar yelling and screaming? The Balamar is saying, but wait a minute, this Yachid is not included in the Chashash of Mistaklim Bar, but that doesn't matter at all, because we've already undermined the institution of Zman Megillah earlier than Yudalit, meaning on Yudalit, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. That doesn't exist anymore. So what's going to allow this Kula of an early Kriya Samagila for Yotzi V'Shayara if he can't link up with a day of Kriya? Is when Mela says Rabbeinu Ephraim, the only opportunity for, I said Rabbeinu Peretz, it's also Rabbeinu Ephraim, the only opportunity for reading the Megillah Bizman Azeh is only Yudalit and Tesvav.
What is the Svara to say that Mistaklim Bo only starts after the Churban?
Because after the Churban, there was a problem of spreading the word about whether the previous month, let's say the month of Adar, is it a mole or a chasa? So at that point, there was a tremendous amount of confusion, and they weren't able to communicate to the people in far-flung places exactly when Pesach would start. So what they accepted a kind of a minhag. Again, the minhag is a minhag tos, right? But we have to deal with that in reality. And the minhag tos was, you know what, we're going to tell you when Pesach is. We're going to calculate 30 days after we read the Megillah. The Gabbai in the shul is going to get up, and he's going to clap off and tish, and he's going to say, Rabosai, we read the Megillah, we danced a little bit, we sung a little bit, and now start calculating 30 days till Pesach. Now that's not a bad institution in and of itself, except it's a problem to make for it, because they're going to read the Megillah when? On Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. So the Chacham was so nervous about that possibility that they said, we have to put a stop to this. There's no Megillah reading on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. They couldn't put a sign up in every shul that said, Pesach is going to fall out on such and such a day. It was after the Churban, so the best they can do is terminate the takana of Zmanim Harbei, Tignulem Chachamim, allowing for Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Now, according to the Rambam, there never was an allowance for any individual who can't read the Megillah in time to read it on an earlier date. So he's got to fit himself up into the pre-existing structured dates, which is called the Zmanim Harbei Tiknu L'Chacham Chavim, which is Kriya Bizmana. So we're not going to recognize the Kriya Shalom Bizmana. No, that means that during the time of Beis Hamikdash, the Mefarish Vilts of Shayara, who was in a pressing, urgent situation, couldn't read the Megillah on time, he could read it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel as a tag along. And Rav Turchin derives this from the Gemara about Shabbos, that therefore the Bnei Ayaris are going to read it on Yud Beis, meaning with the Bnei HaKfarim on the Yom HaKnisa, because there's a pre-existing. But after the Churban HaBayis, when the entire, you know, all the cards collapsed, right? The whole edifice of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Gimel, and Zmari HaMegillah collapsed. Then there's no way that the Mefarish V'Yotzim Shayara could read the Megillah earlier than Yud Aleph Tesvav. Because all that's left, the only Shirayim that we have here is Yud Aleph and Tesvav. We no longer have the existence of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. That was gone. And if that be the case, he says, then we can begin to understand the Bala Ma'or. Now, where does he explain the Bala Ma'or? 1 second. I think that's in the next paragraph. Let me just double check. Oh, so just fast forward for a moment to the paragraph Ulefi. You have that? On Reish Tes, right. And he says, Rabbeinu Ephraim Svirulei, now he's getting back to the basic, the brass tacks machlokas, the hezbra machlokas, Shin Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Baal HaMa'or. Rabbeinu Ephraim Svirulei, did din kriya biyom haknisa. What is the nature and the definition of yom haknisa, meaning of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Who the Yom HaKnisa Choshev Kriya Bezmana Lebnei HaKfarim, right, the way we analyze the Rambam Shita. Virak, okay, there's a little bit of a mistake here. It should say Virak Bezmana Bayis, when there was such an institution as Yom HaKnisa, meaning that there was Zmanim Harbe and it was considered Kriya Bezmana Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, is then Hayotzim Shayora Korei B'Yom HaKnisa came on Davi Zman Kriya Lebnei HaKfarim.
It's established,
right? That's what I call, you know, a tagline. You know, you attach, yeah, you take a rope and you Sinbad, you're a nach schlepper. You can schlep together with the Yom HaKnisa, which is a zman. But bizman hazeh, right? That we don't have this institution of the bnei kfarim, and we don't have Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. So there's no longer a zmanim harbe. You only have two zmanim, and that's Yud Aleph and Tesvav. Mashen kin abal amar. Oh, what's the bal amar? Sover, his opinion is that takonis yom haknisa hoisakula likros kodim zmana. He never bought into the Rambam Shita.
He never made it an official Zman.
Correct, it was never an official Zman. And this, by the way, touches on what we discussed earlier about Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, which he clarifies here in the previous paragraph, Vihine, that according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, there was never an institution of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel as Zmanim Harbe. He never accepted the drasha of Zmanim Harbe, of Zmanehem, right? So he had an alternative drasha, which meant that we have to make a kula on behalf of someone who's never in an urgent situation, like the Bnei HaKfarim, and they can't read it on Yud Aleph Tesvav. So the Bala Mar holds that, like we saw in Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni in the Gemara, that the Takana of Yom HaKnisa was not a separate takon of Zmanim Harbe, but rather was a kula to allow and facilitate for someone who's in an urgent situation to read it Kodem Zman. Again, I can't emphasize enough the words Kodem Zman. Kshena Yochel Likros Bizmana. Is then the Mela Yotze B'Shayara, he's included in that original takana because he's also in an urgent situation in which he can't read the Megillah Bizmana. Lochein af Bizmana zeh, even though there's no longer a structure called Yom HaKnisa, it doesn't matter. So we're not going to have any compassion on the Yom HaKnisa. They'll have to find a way of reading the Megillah on Yud Aleph Tesvav. But Yotzei B'Shayara, the Lekel Amechesh Lemidi is Ukma Dino Likros B'Yud Aleph Beis. So it comes out like this: according to Bala Mar, Bizman Hazeh, for the Bnei HaKfarim, we cannot allow them to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. They're going to start calculating Pesach from the day of the Megillah, they'll eat Chametz on Pesach. But as far as the Yotzei B'Shayara, where the Bala Mar argues there's no Cheshash of Mistaklim Bo, right? because he's an individual, and he'll come back to his community and they'll set him straight, right? He mistaklim bo again is only a communal misgiving, you know, I said before that the gabbai in the shul gives a klap off in tishin. He says, Rabosai, we have to calculate 30 days from today. It was like a communal mistake, you know, namaratzis that was, but as far as an individual understands very well exactly, he has a calendar, he knows exactly when Pesach is. He's just the Yotze B'Shayara. So then we can allow him to read the Megillah on Yudalef Yud Beis Yud Gimel according to the Baal Amor, because there's no chashash of Sestaklim Ba, and there never was a Zman Kriya on Yudalef Yud Beis Yud Gimel. The entire enterprise of Yudalef Yud Beis Yud Gimel according to the Baal Amor, like Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, was only a kula for someone who couldn't read the Megillah Bizmana. It wasn't that they were setting up new Zmanim, and therefore the Yotze B'Shayara, even Bizman Hazeh, says the Baal Amor, could read the Megillah on Yudalef Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Now, what you have on the... How far did you get in this? Do you have Reish Yud?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously with the clock, we don't have time now to begin what's called Siman Dalet. Okay, now the subject of Siman Dalet is the mitzvah of Mechias Amolek. So I just want to say a few words of introduction. The mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek appears twice in the Torah with various discrepancies and very significant differences. One is at the end of Parshas Beshalach and the other is at the end of Parshas Ki Tetzeh. Now, the difference is that in Parshas Beshalach it says Timche Zecher HaMolek. I'm sorry, let me start again. In Parshas Beshalach, it says Emche Zecher HaMolek. Let me just make sure. One second, just give me a split second. I know you guys are Bakiyim in Kiddush, but I'm not such a Baki. Okay, where am I here? Yeah, what does the Pasuk say? It doesn't say Emche Zecher HaMolek or something similar.
Double Lashon.
Why am I not finding this? This is like
it's a film after
bothering. Yeah, it's at the very end of Parshas Beshalach.
Macho Emche.
Macho Emche. Okay, you got it. I for some reason, Lenny, if you can find. Whereas in Parshas Ki Tetzeh, you can take a look at the end of Parshas. He says, Timche Zecher HaMolek. So one is a divine promise, and the other is a mandate that we have to destroy our Moloch.
Too late, I'll find it, but it's not printed yet.
What happened?
It's a mistake. It's missed out.
Oh boy! Wow.
That's all right. It goes on page.
So put this into Geniza, you know. Anyway,
it goes on boat to Yisro.
Of course, you want to put in the Geniza and then buying the safe. Now they charge 10 shekels. Yeah, yeah, no. Anyway,
Geniza costs more than the safe.
Right, the Gneese is more than the safer, right. So anyway, so Rabosai, the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek is formulated by the Torah in Parshas Ki Tetzeh. And I just want to mention, which will be a very key introduction for tomorrow, there's a fundamental machlokas amongst the Rishonim where that mitzvah applies in our time. Because the Smag claims that this mitzvah is left for the Mashiach. And only be Mos HaMashiach are we obligated in the mitzvah Timche Zecher HaMolek. Bizman HaZeh, we don't have the mitzvah Timche Zecher HaMolek. Other Rishonim disagree. And the big, big kasha on the Smag, there are many kashas on the Smag, but the big, big kasha is the parsha of Shmuel and Shol. Shmuel commands Shol to destroy HaMolek. Yep. And that was before the Mashiach came. Maybe had Shmuel destroyed HaMolek, Mashiach would have come. I don't know. But anyway, it was before Yavos HaMashiach. So how do we reconcile that? So B'li Neder, tomorrow, if you can take this home and read this over on your own, I would appreciate it. Okay, man?
You say read this over on it. You mean Siman Gimel, what we did today?
Siman Dal, I meant to say, you have Siman Dal, right?
Yeah. Sure.